Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and the notes of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in Season 5 with the Sforno and Rabbi Palkovitz, as we say, and we are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 20, Paragimel Mishnah Chaf. Just a couple of Mishnahs left, and we're going to take our hiatus. We're about to finish chapter 3, Paragimel, so it makes sense to stop after Paragimel. We will come back, God willing, in a couple of weeks, really a month and a half or so, God willing, to finish off the season. Excuse me. Apologize for my cold sounding after having corona. Now I have a cold. And don't forget that there is a way to help us out. You can support the Chesed Fund. Come join us at thechesedfund.com/Tani, chesedfund.com/the Tani Talks podcast. The Chesed Fund is with one S. Tani Chesed Fund is with two S's. thechesedfund.com/Tani Chesed Fund/the Tani Talks podcast. I will spell it out. thechesedfund.com/TheTaniTalksPodcast. TheChesedFund.com, 1S, /TaniChesedFund, 2S's, /TheTaniTalksPodcasts. Come join us. Envision a brighter future, a greater future where we could do even more with the podcast, maybe turning it into live radio, which is a dream and a goal one day. Let's look at Gimel Chaf 3:20, and again, a few more Mishnahs, four or so more days, and we'll be wrapping up for our big hiatus, our big break. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Hakol Nasun Be'eravon, everything is given on collateral. Hashem gives us the money as an executor of a will to deal with it in the right way, to do something good with it, to make sure, give it out, do something great with the money. Umitsuda Perus Al Kol HaChayim, and a net is spread over all of the living. Hashem lets us live. Hashem spreads this metaphorical net over the whole world, hoping to reel in the mitzvahs, hoping to reel in the chesed, reel in the Torah learning. Make sure you have what to put in that net that Hashem spreads out on us in the entire world. HaChanut Pesucha, the shop is open. You have the ability, 120 years, your life is open to do mitzvos, to do chesed, to do Torah learning. What are you wasting? What are you doing with your time, with your life, with your capabilities? The shop is open. You can take what you want from this world. Make sure you're taking mitzvos and chesed, the only good thing you could take with you after 120 years. You take your name with you. You don't take anything materialistic. The merchant extends credit. Hashem is giving you the credit for 120 years. We should be zochem to do good things with it, to get things accomplished, to get things done. What are you doing in this lifetime? What in the world are you actually doing? V'hapinkas pasuach, the ledger is open. The book is open before us. Hashem's going to write down, it's going to be written down what we did with our time, with our hours, with our minutes, with our capabilities and our abilities. You want to write that book? Write that book. You want to give that cheer? Give that cheer. You want to do good? Then do good. Don't just talk about it. Do it. V'hayad kosevas, Hashem is writing down everything you did. The book is open and the hand is writing down what you did. V'chala rotzeh lelvos yavol v'yoveh, whoever wants to come, whoever wishes to borrow, let him come and borrow. I'll give you the 120 years. You can borrow the 120 years from me, Hashem says. But get things done. Make sure to get things done. V'hagaba'in machzirin tadir b'chol yom v'nifra'in min ha'adam. The collectors make their rounds constantly. The angels, the malachim, the people are looked at and checked out every day. What did you do with your day? How did you accomplish your day? How was your day done? How was your day used or not? The collectors make their rounds constantly every day. They're taking payment from the person every day, whether he knows it or not. They have proof to rely on. They will see what actions you did today. They will see what good deeds you did today. Chas v'shalom, they will see what bad deeds you did today also. Make sure they have good deeds to bring up to Hashem. They know what you did. Everyone knows what you did. Even if you do bad things in private, chas v'shalom, Hashem knows. And the Talmud talks about things in private. God forbid desecrating God's name in private will be made known publicly. Nothing is hidden. Everything will come out. Hashem will make sure it comes out. So make sure you do good things in private and good things in public. And therefore, good things will come out from the world and for the world. V'hadin, din emes, besides with the fact, Gishlem amash yismechu, there is what to rely upon. They have the evidence. They have the proof. V'hadin, din emes, the judgment is truthful. It is really truthful. You cannot deny that it is truthful. Hashem will show you a video after 120 years of what you did with your life, what you did with your time. Make sure it's a good video, not a bad video, God forbid. Make sure it's showing good things, not bad things. Make sure you got a lot accomplished. V'hakol mesukan l'su'uda. Everything is prepared for the final festive banquet. After 120 years, we come to Hashem. We come before Hashem, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful Seuda with Hashem to bask in His presence, but only if we did good. Only if we deserve it. Only if good things were accomplished on our behalf. As Smarno points out, although freedom of choice is given to man, like in the previous Mishnah talked about, it is given only on collateral. For example, not forever, but for a limited set period of time, following which the soul, be it a sinful or meritorious one, will be returned to the Almighty who gave it for judgment and accounting. A net is spread over all the living, be it eternal life or transitory life, for none can escape the punishment befitting him in either life, even though one can, through his choice, protect himself from all or some of the vicissitudes of life. As it says, Shomer Nafshu Yerchak Mehem, he that guards his soul, let him distance from them, from Proverbs. Nonetheless, he cannot avoid punishment. The merchant extends credit when he grants men his divine image in potentia to perfect it and transform it into reality. Does not demand payment of the laggard, but continues to extend credit to him until the day of his death. You want to borrow? Come borrow. The collectors will come. And whoever wishes to borrow, thereby obligate himself to the king. Through his sins may do so. The Almighty will not exact payment immediately. However, the collectors make their rounds constantly to collect from the person whether he realizes it. For example, he recognizes what is happening and repents or not. For example, he remains oblivious and desensitized. They have proof to rely upon when collecting, for they will not refrain from collecting even if the person does not have the means by which to pay. For they will collect Ashir Bisharo, the Anibiseyo, from the rich man his ox, and from the poor man his sheep. Ox apparently was more expensive than a sheep, from Pesachim Gemara. Or failing that, they will collect from his physical being, all according to heavenly justice. The judgment is truthful, and everything's prepared for the final banquet. The judgment is a truthful judgment, meaning he is always mindful of the relative ability of the poor and the rich to pay. To the poor man, a lamb is as important as an ox to a rich man. Everything prepared for that banquet. And this judgment and collection in this world is in preparation for the banquet of which the prophet spoke when he said, V'yasa Hashem tzivaos l'chol ha'amim b'harze mishte shmanim mishte shemarim, shmanim b'muchim, shemarim b'zukakim. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all the peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined, from Yeshaya. For indeed he will judge the pious and righteous in this world, even for a minor transgression of a hair's breadth, so that their joy not be impaired by any retribution in the world to come. Similarly, he will reward the wicked in this world so that their punishment in the world to come will be complete, not reduced or mitigated, by consideration for any good deeds on their part. As it is written, Mishalim Lasonav Al Panav Lahavido. He repays his enemies in his lifetime to make him perish, from Deuteronomy. And it is written, Lehishamdam Ade'ah, to destroy them for all eternity. The notes point out, the Sforno elucidates these concluding teachings of Rabbi Akiva, which caution us that the Almighty holds man accountable for all his actions. For although he is patient, nonetheless, reward and punishment await us in the world to come. There are reminders in this world as well. One should be sensitive to these collectors, which remind us to repent and mend our ways. The age-old question as to why the righteous suffer in this world while the wicked prosper is explained by our Tana as being the epitome of justice. Ultimately, hardship in this world will benefit the tzaddik, for ensures that his full measure of eternal reward in the world to come shall not be diminished by his sins. Conversely, by compensating the wicked for their good deeds in this world, their punishment in the world to come will be absolute. Absolute. So this world is to get things done. This world, you can borrow, you can use your time, Hashem will give you credit, the store is open, the ledger is writing, there is judgment, there is evidence, make sure it's evidence of good things. Make sure you're getting good things done. Every day, learn a little bit. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, whatever you can learn. Every day, try to do a good deed for someone else, your spouse, your kids, those around you. What are you using with your time? What are you doing with your time? What are you accomplishing with your life, with your time, with your deeds? Make sure to get things done. The ledger's open. The store is open. The book is open. The credit is there. Hashem will give it to you. You want to borrow, go borrow. But make sure you're borrowing good things on your good time. Of 120 years, make sure you're getting good things done in order to accomplish a lot of things in this world. Join us next time as we almost finish up Chapter 3, talking about Derech Eretz with Torah. And that's talking about working and learning and talking about having proper manners and learning, in my opinion, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.